Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pete Hegseth is speaking live right now. We're going to join it in progress.
There's been fawning coverage of a preliminary assessment. I've had a chance to read it. Every outlet has breathlessly reported on a preliminary assessment from DIA. I'm looking at it right now. Again, it was preliminary, a day and a half after the actual strike, when it admits itself in writing that it requires weeks to accumulate the necessary data to make such an assessment. It's preliminary. It points out that it's not been coordinated with the intelligence community at all. There's low confidence in this particular report. It says in the report there are gaps in the information. It says in the report multiple linchpin assumptions are what this assessment. A linchpin assumption, you know what that is? That means your entire premise is predicated on a linchpin. If you're wrong, everything else is wrong. And yet, and still, this report acknowledges it's likely severe damage. Again, this is preliminary, but leaked because someone had an agenda to try to muddy the waters and make it look like this historic strike wasn't successful. I'm going to get to the chairman in a moment because he's going to lay out the particulars for you based on his professional military experience. But here's what other folks are saying. The DIA that put that report out says that this is a preliminary, low-confidence report and will continue to be refined as additional intelligence becomes available. How about the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission? The devastating U.S. strikes on Fordo destroyed the site's critical infrastructure and rendered the enrichment facility inoperable. Have any of these quotes made their way into the New York Times or the Washington Post? MSNBC? CNN? Any of these quotes? How about this one? This is a new one from the UN, the United Nations. No friend of the United States, or certainly Israel often. Here's the head of the UN Atomic Energy Agency this morning, Rafael Grossi. U.S. and Israeli strikes caused enormous damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Don't take my word for it. How about the IDF's chief of staff? I can say here that the assessment is that we significantly damaged the nuclear program, setting it back by years. I repeat, years. The Iranian foreign minister, the spokesman, our nuclear installations have been badly damaged, that's for sure. I'm sure that's an understatement. John Ratcliffe, the director of the CIA, putting out a statement just last night. CIA can confirm that a body of credible intelligence indicates Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged by recent targeted strikes. This includes new intelligence from a historically reliable, very different than preliminary assessment with low confidence. He's saying historically reliable and accurate source and method that several key Iranian nuclear facilities were destroyed and would have to be rebuilt over the course of years. CIA continues to collect additional reliably sourced information to keep appropriate decision makers fully informed. How about DNI Tulsi Gabbard yesterday? She writes, and I quote, "New intelligence confirms what POTUS has stated numerous times. Iran's nuclear facilities have been destroyed." Institute for Science and International Security President David Albright, "Overall, Israel and U.S. attacks have effectively destroyed Iran's centrifuge enrichment program." Time and time again, I can go down the list. Those that understand, those that see, those that do proper assessments recognize that what the United States military did was historic. And again, before I pass it to the chairman, because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? Or what it's like to man a Patriot battery? Or how hard it is to refuel midair? Giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible. And folks in this room are privy to that information because of the proximity here in the Pentagon. It's an important responsibility. And time again, classified information is leaked or peddled for political purposes to try to make the president look bad. And what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots and incredible refuelers and incredible air defenders who accomplished their mission, set back a nuclear program in ways that other presidents would have dreamed. How about we celebrate that? How about we talk about how special America is, that only we have these capabilities? I think it's too much to ask, unfortunately, for the fake news. So we're used to that. But we also have an opportunity to stand at the podium and read the truth of what's really happening. And the reality is, you want to call it destroyed, you want to call it defeated, you want to call it obliterated, choose your word. This was an historically successful attack, and we should celebrate it as Americans. And it gives us a chance to have peace, chance to have a deal, and an opportunity to prevent a nuclear Iran, which is something President Trump talked about for 20 years, and no other presidents had the courage to actually do. So with that, I want to hand it over to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They've done technical analysis on this, not just on the strike, but also on our Patriot defenders, on Al-Udeid. And Mr. Chairman, I'll hand it over to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and good morning to all of you. Thank you for being here. As a follow-up to my comments on Sunday's press conference, I wanted to give you a few updates this morning on something I'm honored to do as a chairman, and that's a chance to get to talk about some of our service members and the incredible things that they do on behalf of our nation. And I apologize ahead of time for the length and the detail. Today, I'm going to brief you on a couple things. First, I'm going to talk about our air defenders at Al-Udeid in Qatar and their actions on Monday. Then I'm going to walk you through a little bit about the academics that went into the attack against Fordo, the massive ordnance penetrator weapon, and we're going to show a video that highlights the effects that weapon has. Of course, nobody was down inside the target, so we don't have video from the target. First, on Monday, as the president has stated, on Monday morning, we began to receive indications and warnings that Iran intended to attack U.S. bases in the region. That morning, building on the work that CENTCOM Commander Eric Carrilla had done, and on the orders of the president, at Al-Udeid Air Base in Qatar and around the region, we assumed a minimum force posture. Most folks had moved off the base to extend the security perimeter out away from what we assessed might be a target zone, except for a very few Army soldiers at Al-Udeid. At that point, only two Patriot batteries remained on base. Roughly 44 American soldiers responsible for defending the entire base, to include CENTCOM's forward headquarters in the Middle East, an entire air base, and all the U.S. forces there. The oldest soldier was a 28-year-old captain. The youngest was a 21-year-old private who'd been in the military for less than 2 years. So let's put ourselves out there for a second. Imagine you're that young first lieutenant. You're 25 or 26 years old, and you've been assigned as the tactical director inside the command and control element. you at that age are the sole person responsible to defend this base. Listening next to you is your early warning operator whose job is to notify you of imminent attack. There's five people inside a vehicle and five people outside of a vehicle around these, a total of, as I said, 44. By the way, you've sat in the Middle East for years, deployed over and over again, extended multiple times, always being prepared, but unsure of when that particular day will come that you must execute your mission and not fail at doing it. In this case, these Patriot crews were deployed from Korea and Japan as part of our U.S. forces there to ensure that we had the most capable missiles in the CENTCOM area of responsibility.
You're listening to Pete Hegseth.
As the day continues, you start to hear more and more chatter in the information space about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
GOP strategist Zach Rode on NBC about how Democrats are reacting to the first communist Democrat nominee for mayor of New York, the most radical person to ever win a primary for a mayorship in America.
You don't have to connect any dots with this guy. He is very proudly who he is as a socialist. And so it's going to be very telling when you see people like Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, not endorsing yet. Chuck Schumer, not endorsing yet. Yeah. There's a reason. They're scared.
America is reacting to this morning. I've never seen this before. The only person we have this great toy that I'm just addicted to. I'm on it all day long. It's very expensive. You can't get it. People are always asking me, but we have it. I can tell Fox News has it by their coverage. And it tells us what the top stories are that people are interested in the country by hits, clicks, interactions on social media. It monitors that. And right now, I have never seen this before. 9 of the top 10 news stories that people are most interested in the whole country. Normally, there's some sports in there. It's a good mix. 9 of the top 10. Zoran Mandani and his victory. 9 out of the 10. And the other one is a teenager shot in the Bronx. I mean, here's some of the headlines that have hit the top. So all of America is glued to this. New York City is closer to electing a Democrat socialist mayor. Businesses have mixed feelings. We've got real estate professionals can't even keep up with the phone calls. People wanting to move. People trying to get out of contracts that they are signed on to for a couple of years for apartments there. The top story in the nation, in shock to Democrat politics, Zoran Mondami wins New York City primary for mayor. As the country reels and is just getting an idea of how absolutely radical this guy is. Here are some of his past tweets just so you can get a taste of it. We don't need an investigation to know the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety, he writes. What we need is to hashtag defund the NYPD. But your deal with the NYC mayor uses budget tricks to keep as many cops as possible on the beat. No fake cuts. Defund the police. That's actually one of the more moderate ones. Listen to this. He retweeted this. Well, it's a retweet. It's a tweet and a retweet. In December of 2020. It's a picture of, quote, Comrade Arya Rajendran, 21 years old. She is the communist mayor of a state in India, the state of Kerala. There's the city. I can't even say it. But anyway, she won the mayorship. She will be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world and leads a detachment of red volunteers. These are communist street thugs that enforce the Communist Party of India's ideology with beatings and force. He retweets it, hashtag communist, with this, them. So what kind of mayor does NYC need right now? Me. And it just points to her. Hashtag communist. Again, let that sink in. This is who they've chosen. A guy openly telling you, I am a communist. I back other communist mayors. This is what we need. We need a communist mayor. So where's the Democrats this morning? The DNC officially tweeted congratulating him on his win. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, listen to this. The Chinese Communist Party is supporting the radical anti-Semite NYC mayoral candidate. Officially. So China loves this. That's understandable. He may not have to pay his family $30 to $50 million to buy him. He'll just go right along. Chinese Communist Party expressing their support for him. Oh, I'm sure. This is who the Democrats, folks, how long have I told you the Democrat Party is merging with China? Over and over and over and over. Meanwhile, he says that New York City, if he is elected under his rule, will comply with international law. And, you know, the UN headquarters is there. So every year when they have the big, you know, like the UN meetings that they have, all of the international dignitaries come into New York. He says if Netanyahu comes, he's going to have him arrested and he'll transfer him to the ICC, International Criminal Court, where there's a warrant for his arrest. And he says he will do this because he has to comply with international law. This is the same guy who says all guns should be banned. So clearly doesn't recognize the Second Amendment of this country, part of our Constitution, but does recognize international law. You know what? I love this. Look, the whole country is going to get a snootful of what Democrat rule would actually be like. And you know what? We really need to see that. We really need to see that. Here's the problem. So far, I think a lot of Americans still think that a lot of the really bad things that happened in this country, like the open borders, were because Joe Biden was incompetent. And part of the reason they think that is because Fox News lies and tells them that over and over and over again. Well, old Joe would love to secure the border. I mean, he's like us. He just was incompetent. No, he's exactly what Mam Dani is. They're the same. Joe just hit it. We got to stop covering for them. And when you have a guy like this in New York, they can't cover for themselves. That's a problem. Donald Trump waded in full stop, calling Mam Dani 100% communist lunatic. Good. And suggesting Democrats nominate low IQ candidate Jasmine Cracker for president and have AOC as vice president to bring themselves back in play. He wrote that, you know, people like talking about Zohar Mamdani, future communist mayor of New York City, would leave the country really screwed. Meanwhile, Democrats are now beginning to express concern about this. Others are embracing him. They don't know what to do. And you know what the debate really is here, folks? Do we come out of the closet is who we really are, Marxist communists who don't really recognize American culture, American laws, and we want to be ruled from afar by either China, the UN or both under international law? Or do we continue to pretend to be who we are till we get enough illegals here and get them amnestied and then we don't have to pretend anymore? That's kind of the debate going on right now in the Democrat Party.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, this finally went viral. I've been talking about it for years. Part of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's persona is that she's a tough girl from the Bronx. You know, Sandy from the block. She actually did a video calling herself that. Sandy from the block. What block? Well, Bronx, you know? Inner city. Poor, humble, Hispanic, just trying to make it in a world that discriminates against her. That's how she has patterned herself. There's a problem with that. I've been talking about it for years. She talks about how poor her mom is and her mom having to, basically work as a janitor, as a maid, and how bad it was. The poverty. The part she didn't mention was she was already out of the house by then, and the reason her mom was poor was because her dad had been an architect. And he unfortunately died early. She hadn't really, she'd stayed home with the kids. She didn't have a lot of skills. And so she suddenly found herself in the, as happens to people sometimes, in the workplace without a lot of skills and not a really good plan to support herself without her husband. AOC was already out of the house by then. She kind of left those parts of her autobiography off. So yesterday, because she's a lawyer, all communists, Marxists slash socialists are, they have to lie to get you where they want you to go. And then once they convince you to get there, they drop the speech codes on you so you can't complain about what they're doing. And then people start disappearing in the middle of the night. It's a very old formula. They've been using it since 1848 when Marx came up with it. But in the meantime, they lie. They lie about everything to get you there. Well, a GOP assemblyman in New York just called out AOC's suburban roots. She was having a fight with Donald Trump. Called herself a Bronx girl.
Oh, I'm all tough. I'm a Bronx girl.
Referring to herself as a tough Bronx girl during an internet spat in which she traded jabs with President Donald Trump. There's a problem, though. He tweeted, if you're a Bronx girl, why are you in my Yorktown yearbook? Give it up already. Yorktown is a school an hour away from the Bronx. Yorktown High School. It's an hour north of the Bronx. But here's the problem with it. If you went to Yorktown, you lived in a place called Westchester. I know it well because my mom grew up there. It is an affluent suburb. The kind of people who would be very afraid to go to the Bronx during the day or during the night because they might get mugged. And he retweeted her picture in his yearbook, i.e. you live an hour away from the Bronx, honey. If you're a Bronx girl, why are you in my Yorktown yearbook? Give it up already. Okay, what is going on here? This is an instructive moment. By the way, this was a top 10 trender yesterday. People didn't know this. I've been talking about it for years. I mean, she's been lying about who she is for years. Why would you do that? Because if you're on the left and you have succeeded, or you come from a background of success where your parents have had the American dream, have managed to achieve it through hard work. Obviously, her father did, became an architect, had to work his way through school, right? Then you failed. You're an object of derision. You're proof that you don't need the Democrat Party and the government and others to suppress other people so that you can rise. Your proof there is no oppression. If Sandy from the block's daddy, who was as Hispanic as she is, can make it as an architect and move into Westchester, then nobody needs a Democrat Party. So you have to be canceled. You have to invent an entirely different backstory for yourself because you are an object of derision. If you have succeeded or you come from a successful background, there is no way you could have built that. And also, you probably stole it from somebody. You have to lie about who you are. And if you achieve in life anywhere other than in the government or Democrat circles, you are suspicious, you're bad, you're evil, and you probably hurt people. So when you have a background like this that is shameful, a background of the American dream, to that shameful to them, a background of success and achievement and what they would call dear God privilege, it's got to be erased. So she tells her life story from the moment her mom is broke and having to go to work as a maid, not mentioning that was because her dad died. She had to pay the mortgage on a house that an architect's salary formerly supported, which is, again, what she was doing in his yearbook. So there you go. And this is what she does, too. She emphasizes not her college background, but her job as a waitress. I mean, I could do that, too. I was a waitress for years. Pay off that awful student debt. And I could just tell you I was a waitress and leave the rest out. But I don't. Larry Summers, Democrat, raising the alarm in a tweet yesterday. I am profoundly alarmed about the future of the DNC, Democrat National Committee. It's the head of the Democrat Party and the country by yesterday's anointment of a candidate who failed to disavow a globalize the Intifada slogan and advocated Trotskyite economic policies. Those are Marxist communist policies. I fear it's evidence our party is following the most problematic aspects of Britain's Labour Party. It didn't work there and it won't work here. God, I hope not, Larry. I hope not. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, sure you've seen this already, but Joe Rogan called out the cooling that's been happening globally when Bernie Sanders was on with him. No, I did not know that. I'm going to check that out because I've been on it for like a month. Record ice sheet gains never before seen in both the North and the South Pole. Texter writes, morning, my guess, where does it go? Texter, I was born and raised in the Bronx. AOC knows nothing about it. Another texter writes, it's Rudy Giuliani's fault for the way New York City is. I'm going to see how this texter gets to that point of view. He got rid of all the mafia gangsters that while they forced protection payment, they also took care of nonsense. Now they tried moving in on their turf. All of these woke communist psychos would have already been whacked. Maybe. Now the texter writes, oh, talking about how he vowed to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, this new communist mayoral candidate of the Democrats. And this is the thing that just spins me out. Vowed that New York City will now comply with international law as if it were U.S. law, and that if Netanyahu tries to come, to the annual UN meeting there, the big confab they have, he'll have him arrested and he will transfer him to the International Criminal Court where he's wanted. He's got a warrant. So Netanyahu, I guess, not able to come to the formerly American territory of New York. I suppose you'd be fine with letting the Iranian president in, though. Texter writes, Yorktown is a high income area. Yeah, that's what people are writing. It's of course it is. I mean, her daddy was an architect, owned his own business. He did well. She's never suffered a moment in her life, except maybe when she broke a nail. Texter writes, is it possible that this is all a ploy to get Adams back in office? You mean by the Democrats? No. No, I mean, because he's out there vowing to crack down on the illegals. I mean, this is a major sanctuary city. They're hiding them there until they can steal another election and amnesty them. No, they don't want him there. They want somebody who will protect the illegals. Number one story in the nation yesterday, we're going to talk more about this in the next hour, was for a couple of hours. People were marveling over how fast things have changed in our society with same-sex marriage. But now, how, for the first time, they're going in the opposite direction. Folks, this is absolutely huge because my entire adult life, once the left got onto a social issue and really pushed it because they were the only voice in the room. I mean, nobody else was allowed, mainstream media, total control. They could get Americans to accept anything. It's always been that way. And once society pushes us somewhere as far as morals go, we don't come back from it. Until now. Gallup signaling alarm. They just found the highest ever recorded gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats. The largest since they first began tracking this measure 29 years ago. Ooh, Why is that? Well, for decades, support for gay marriage has grown until now. Hit a high of 55% among Republicans at one point. But in 2023, something began to change. Remember that year, 2023. High of 55%. It was just 6 years ago. Even 55% of Republicans support gay marriage. You know what it is today? 40%. That's a 15-point drop. Not a 15% drop, a 15-point drop. That is staggering. What happened in 2023? Elon Musk bought Twitter and started operating it. That's what happens when there's another voice in the room. And people are able to see when the left said, hey, you know, we'll just have gay marriage and it's not going to change anything. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to bleed over into any other issues like the transgender issue, like women's sports. And support among Republicans has begun to drop. Same with independents. Wild. You know what else is wild, folks? Just the way the media went to work on Americans. And this is just one issue. There's many, but here's what's really interesting. 29 years ago when they started tracking this, 7 out of 10 people said no. 7 out of 10 people said no. And Democrats and Republicans equal in their opposition. Can you imagine? As recently as 1996, 27% of U.S. adults supported gay marriage. That was it. As recently as 2006, only half of Democrats supported gay marriage. And so for 3 decades, it is inched up to, 70% support. 2023, for the first time, starts going the other way. That's X, folks. That's just having a free and fair debate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.